Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Explain well with Christelle. And today we're explaining well what? Power.
Politics and power, yeah, because the two are linked. So I think we, just to set the stage, we've seen headlines between yesterday and today around stage 15 load shedding, which is not yet a reality. But so we first need to contextualize that and then what's happening. So André de Ruyter, the CEO, the current board CEO for Eskom, was speaking in Cape Town yesterday, and he was quoted by media as saying that Eskom warns of stage 15 load shedding.
As the lights go out in the studio for the generator to kick in, that
literally
timing is just something spectacular. Askies Christel.
So, fase 15 is nog nie realiteit nie. Onthou, ons het rukkie terug gesê, daar is op die stadium niks verby fase 8 nie. What this refers to is there is legislation relating to air quality, which Eskom had made submissions in the past already, saying that if they were to be held to that and had to meet the standards that are currently being required of them, it would cost so much that it's not viable for them, essentially. And under that kind of scenario, they would have to look at a stage 15 system. Rob's face is just...
It's a threat, right? Here's the thing. We have in our constitution a thing that says all South Africans have a right to a clean environment and a healthy, you know, the country should be healthy enough to live in. And unfortunately, areas where we generate power, the air is literally toxic. No human being should live in these places. I'm looking at you, Imalahleni, and surrounding areas, Secunda and so on. It's not viable. You literally cannot breathe the air or drink the water. It's so dirty, so filthy, so toxic. So environmental agencies went to court and said Eskom has to clean up, literally, sorry to use the pun, its act. And the court said yes, Eskom must. And now they've turned around and gone, they've got a time frame, what, 2025 and 2030, I think. Maar om het te doen, they're going to have to take power stations offline and make them clean. And André is basically saying, if you make us do that, then we'll lose so much power that it will become stage 15.
But what he's also saying is that it requires a massive ramping up of renewables.
Maar dit is waar die politieke spel nou inkom, because they are kind of using this as this noose that's hanging over us all. Like, either you can have intermittent electricity, regretfully, we regret to inform you, or we can clean up our act, but that's going to mean that more of these stations have to be offline, so you actually can't complain. So it's like the lesser of two evils that we have to choose from. Dit is rarig net so frustrerend.
It's basically being told, we are being told, that, you know, if you want us to keep the lights on, you have to keep us, you have to keep allowing us to poison you. Which is...
Or pay ridiculous tariff increases, which no one can afford. And all of this is happening in the midst of very little certainty around the board. So we're waiting still for an announcement on what the new board will look like. The president flew back from his overseas travels to address the situation. It hasn't been addressed yet. So it's kind of this sucking in of the tide, and we're waiting for what's going to come after it.
Yes, and as we heard in the news earlier this week, with the tariff increases, a proposal of 32%, and Pravin Gordhan is looking at elasticity studies around where South Africans would possibly be able to afford this. Ons sukkel met fuel, ons sukkel met kos, ons sukkel met werk. 'N groot persentasie van hierdie land se mense is glad nie in enige sin van employ nie. They are not generating an income. So where are we supposed to find 32%? There is no elasticity. We cannot breathe. We can't move in the budget. There's nowhere to go.
Dis die ding. En nou moet ons dit ook in die konteks sien. So die president en die kabinet gaan natuurlik 'n sê moet hê in hierdie raad en in die besluite en in die pad vorentoe. Dit is ook die ANC se verkiesingsjaar in terme van hulle beleidskonferensie. So the politics and power are inseparable. But to contextualize all of this, I came across a very interesting article that took data from an app which I shall just call ESP. ESP. And I love data. So they literally just pulled the data in terms of how much load shedding we've had this year historically. It is terrifying. It really is terrifying. So according to the app's data, this year alone, we've had 1,637 hours of load shedding, equivalent to around 68 days. That was by this morning. We're still going. And Eskom has now broken a new record in terms of one of, actually the longest push, not that I'm mentioning the app, the longest push of load shedding uninterrupted.
Is this the record?
Yeah,
we're also starting. Wait, let's have a sarcastic round of applause.
Slow clap.
Well done, Eskom.
Congratulations.
You are record breakers.
Yeah, but so the challenge is where we find ourselves now. So stage 15, ons is nog nie daar nie. Ons het nou die context gegeven vir dit. Maar die realiteit is, ons is so half by het dooipunt, ons moet wacht wat gebeur volgende. Maar die politiek en die realiteit by Eskom kan nie van mekaar geskei word.
No, they can't. So either we're going to have clean air or we're going to have power. The threat is you may not have both, which is, you know, ridiculous.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.